What's going on here? Okay, will the real Erica Kirk please stand up?
Candace Owens has found another inconsistency in Erica Kirk's background.
Oh.
I can't believe how easy it is to catch Erica Kirk in a lie. She lies just nonstop. It's like she doesn't know any other way. If she's talking, she's lying. She's very much like a politician. And so here, let's watch Candace Owens. She caught her again.
Speaking of inconsistencies, for example, last week I told you that in working on this investigation, the theme of sex trafficking, it's coming up too much. Child sex trafficking in particular. And so I was interested in Erica having said that while she was quote unquote living in China, she was working with victims of sex trafficking. Okay. I want you to remember what she said. Take a listen.
I decided to create something called Everyday Heroes Like You, where we're able to, originally, it was focused on bringing funds and awareness to various grassroots organizations that were in specific communities that would be able to have volunteers that are transparent with their funds, that are actually doing what they're saying they're doing, instead of just having 70% of the funds go to admin and only 30% towards the cause. It kind of grew into something more global. I was living in China and doing a lot of work with the victims from sex trafficking, and then began to phase that into working with the Marine Corps and the Army, and then was able to work with a orphanage in Romania to help sustain them during their winter seasons, and giving them more clothing items or tangible items rather than just money.
Then I told you guys that having asked this question through an official channel, Turning Point USA, I received a response alleging that Erica never lives there. So that's coming from Erica. She actually never lived there. They said that she simply visited for 2 weeks, you know, like a tourist, just to visit the Great Wall and perhaps see other monuments in history. Then somebody emailed me an interesting video of Charlie Kirk. And apparently he disagrees with that new assessment. This is a video of Charlie debating someone named Ben Carollo. Take a listen.
When you go to China, let me just tell you, you'll drive down the street and you will see dead people laying in the middle of the street. You will see people defecating. You
go
will
to
see...
China, Ben. Go to China. Take a video.
Actually,
bring
you know what?
Camera.
First of all, did he just say China has people lying in the streets? Oh, my God. Kurt, can you imagine such a thing?
Imagine defecating in the streets.
Oh. No regard for human, no regard for human life, you say? Wow, their culture is so alien.
I know. I was just in San Francisco. Hey, maybe the Chinese president should visit China and they can do a Gavin Newsom risky business quick cleanup.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been to downtown Los Angeles or down or San Francisco in the Tenderloin, or I don't know.
I went to China. I didn't see nothing like that. I think Charlie's wife was lying to him. Number one, you went to China to work with victims of human trafficking. What?
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 I know. What? So, hang on.
To sell them further?
So, I just wanted to get that out. But here, let's get back. That's not the point of this. The point of this is that Erica's lying about living in China, and Charlie Kirk's about to bust her. Charlie Kirk is about to bust Erica Kirk for lying about not living in China. She said she only was there for 2 weeks. That's what they're saying.
There's no dead people in the street. She was lying to him about that.
Okay, here we go.
Take a listen.
When you go to China, let me just tell you, you'll drive down the street and you will see dead people laying in the middle of the street. You will see people defecating. You
go
will
to
see...
China, then. Go to China. Take a video.
Actually,
bring
you
these
know what?
Cameras. My, go to China.
Unlike
take a
you,
video with these cameras.
Unlike
I dare you right now.
Unlike you, my wife lived in China for 6 months, and she'll show you the videos. She'll show you the images. They don't have a regard for human life. They don't value people as the individual.
What's going on here? Okay, will the real Erica Kirk please stand up? Okay, because this isn't, you can't say you lived there and say you didn't live there or there for a trip. And now you've got your husband saying my wife lived there. So he clearly thought you lived there. You thought you lived there. And then somehow now you don't want to live there. And the reason I think is because after doing a little bit of digging, I saw on a real estate profile that you said that it was the charity Everyday Heroes. So that would check out because that's what you were doing with that charity. And that's what you said in the interview that was affiliated. That's or adjacent work that you were doing for Everyday Heroes in China. I would still like to know more about that. So since our official answer from Turning Point USA is that she was only there visiting, and yet we have her and Charlie on record saying that she was living there, I would like to know specifically what charity in China she was working with. And I'm sure, even though I know people in China don't have access to YouTube, I do know that they're somehow watching my show. If you know more about that, what they were doing, what charity they were working on, I would like to know. More tips at CandiceOwens.com. Like I said, I'm working on this.
Okay. So
they have YouTube there. They get VPNs. They watch everything. That's why Professor Zhang was a fan of me from watching. He's on YouTube. This is nonsense about China that conservatives think.
Let this be a heads up to anyone getting married. Always ask your potential spouse if they traffic children before you before you sign anything.
Ask my wife. She'll show you the videos. I'd like to see those videos because I think it's a lie. I didn't see nothing like that. And the defecating in the streets, that's not in the cities. That's the rural areas. So where did she go? The border?
Right? She worked for Feed the Children. She would feed them to the elites.
Yeah, Feed the Children to Hillary Clinton. Was.
So, again, no. Every time you take a peek, just like every time you take a peek at the Charlie Kirk assassination story, the official story, no matter what part you peek at, whether it's the 30-06 bullet that there's no way he was shot with a 30-06 bullet, whether it's the pretend text messages they said he sent to his trans lover, whether it's the way he took the rifle apart and put it together and put it, took it apart and left the screwdriver there and then left it in a wooded area, which actually happened to be a backyard of Palantir, or the fact that they paved over the crime scene 2 days later, or no matter what you look at, or the fact that the security team got caught lying multiple times, no matter what part of it you look at, no matter what part, there's just a million inconsistencies and lies and contradictions, right?
I don't look at that. I look at how much I don't like Candace.
Same thing with Erica Kirk's background. No matter what. Hey, were you dating when you lived in New York before Charlie? No, she was. It's on video that she was dating. She was going on dating reality shows, for F's sake. Hey, were you? Did you drink at all? Did you do alcohol? No, you said you didn't. Oh, but there's video of you ordering drinks and drinking.
Who cares if you did or not?
No one cares. But you're just making it up.
Why would you lie about that?
She's just making it up, just lying about it.
Here, I'll be the idiots that don't look at any of the evidence. Oh, so you believe Candace? No, Candace believes me, friend.
Yeah. So just like that with her. And by the way, on Friday, I'm going to do an actual deep dive into Erica Kirk's actual background and her work in Romania.
That'll be fun.
It is mind blowing.
Not for those kids, but I mean for us making fun.
Yeah, it was horrible for the kids. And what the hell is an 18-year-old beauty queen doing, working with orphaned kids in frickin' Romania? With accused pedos inside the U.S. military.
Well, she worked with the CIA the whole time, so I'm guessing that's how.
Yeah.
You know, the CIA that loves pedos and promotes pedophilia.
That's
and
right.
Will do anything with any disgusting anyone because it's a depraved evil, worse than any it is the main cartel. It's in charge of all the cartels.
And the military's infiltrated with these types of people, by the way. And we're also going to show you that on Friday. That the military, the people who run, not the rank and file people, those are rank and file people are great people. The people who we have a hard time with, the people who rise to the top in the military. Right. And it seems like they're always the PDF files. Do you know what I'm talking?
Well, if you followed an order to help a PDF file, I'm going to say you're not a great person, whatever your rank. But yeah. The bottom line is the elites, you get trained to follow orders, right?
Yeah.
And so who's giving you orders? The most evil people that have ever cursed the face of the earth. That's who.
Hey, come see me live on tour February 20th in Lansing, Michigan, February 21st in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.